And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's prime minister said on Wednesday negotiations for a ceasefire deal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas were stumbling. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman Al-Thani also called on Israel and Iran to reduce escalation and avoid the region falling into a new cycle of conflicts. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to fund Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, and it has high-level backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House's hard right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon. Top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called it inexcusable Wednesday that Republican policymakers in the House of Representatives have delayed aid for Ukraine as it fights for a third year against Russia's invasion. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal in Washington, Yellen stressed U.S. assistance is more critical than ever as it impacts Ukraine's ability to fight and deliver essential services. Shmyhal stressed the importance of U.S. financial support, saying Russia was determined to undermine Ukraine's economy. Many finance ministers were meeting in Washington this week. This